So Mayor Pete went on television the other day, finally back to work, to explain that actually the shortages, the bare shelves, they're a sign this country's thriving.
Retail sales are through the roof. And if you think about those images of ships, for example, waiting at anchor on the West Coast, you know, every one of those ships is full of record amounts of goods that Americans are buying because demand is up, because income is up, because the president has successfully guided this economy out of the teeth of a terrifying recession. Now the issue is, even though our ports are handling more than they ever have, record amounts of goods coming through, our supply chains can't keep up.
Oh, so it's not the administration's fault. They're doing such a good job. You have more money than you can spend, and because you're so rich, you want to spend it on so much stuff that we no longer have enough stuff for you to buy. So the shortages are really, in effect, your fault for being the undeserved beneficiary of Joe Biden's economic genius. Got that?
Here's the problem with Mayor Pete's, you know, conclusion there, that those container ships, those orders were placed probably while Donald Trump was still president. So he is so full of, oh, where's my beep sound? It's just his eyes are brown, his hair is brown, everything, even his fingernails.
How stupid does he think people are? I mean,
well, apparently pretty stupid.
It's like they think they can just feed us anything.
Right.
And we'll believe it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Insanity. Just insanity.
It is. Mayor Pete.
Mayor Pete.
Yeah, should have stayed.
New mama. Yep. New birthing
you know,
person.
The
or
thing
whatever
is,
you're
right,
supposed to
the
be called
person,
now.
Right. He is not the, he's the breadwinner apparently, because his partner decided to stay home.
Oh.
And raise the child, but yet he took 8 weeks off.
So there's a full-time parent at home.
Right.
The country's in crisis.
Right.
But he's still going to stay home.
They're probably doing, you know, long walks on the mall in Washington.
If they've got two babies, they ain't walking anywhere. So, I mean, I'm just saying.
St. Pete, come on. Can't you stay home for like 2 months?
All right. That's,
you know,
right.
You got the people working for you.
The economy's doing so well now.
You can do Zoom meetings.
Oh, Lord. All
well,
right.
They haven't had a cabinet meeting since July.
You've got to start doing more positive things to open the show. You have to. Because it's not good for me to get this much anxiety at 6:09. I mean, at least ease me into it just a little bit.
Okay, maybe this will work.
No.
Mark. What day is it, Mark?
Janet?
Guess what today is?
Janet?
Guess what today is?
It's hump day.
Woo-hoo!
Guess what day it is?
Guess what day it is?
Guess what day it is?
Anybody?
Anybody?
Guess what day it is?
Guess what day it is?
Anybody?
Oh, it's
anybody?
The long one.
Janet, guess what today
oh,
is?
Oh, good.
Today is
hump day!
And not even the happy song after it. Great. You're on a roll, man. You
happy,
are
happy.
On a roll.
I'm happy. I'm here. I'm awake. I'm still alive. I had hot water this morning.
Oh.
I'm ecstatic.
Hey, you know what? You're right.
And you know what I've decided to do throughout the show today? I hope you can listen in. I've decided to take James Taylor songs all morning to express how I feel about my shower getting taken care of yesterday. Oh, there's a way to do it, Janet.
Okay.
I was in the shower figuring this out this morning.
Were you now?
Oh, yeah.
All right.
Because
I've been
without hot water since Thursday.
I love me some JT, so I'm good with that.
Yeah.
Here's our thought of the day. Never give up on something you can't go a day without thinking about.
like a hot shower.
There you go.
Well, that fits.
Well, it's fit for you since, what, Saturday?
Well, no, I mean, like it went out.
Our or guests, was it Friday?
No, the last shower that we took that was hot was Thursday. We had no idea Friday it would go out when all of our guests arrived
so
from Florida.
5 days of cold showers. Mm-hmm. Oh, my word. And your guest as well.
Yeah, they were. My wife was boiling hot water in two big pots so that at least they could put that in the tub with some cold water,
right.
You know, mix it and at least be warm.
Yeah.
So we were accommodating.
like back in the good old days.
I guess.
Love it. All right. 434-248-0704 is our text number. We want you to send us your text about our Morning Jam trivia.
And here it is. Different colors are perceived to mean different things. What color is said to convey sophistication and sincerity? I think I have an idea.
What color might that be?
It's a pastel color.
Oh, you think?
Yeah, it's kind of a soft pastel looking.
For sophistication?
Yeah, why not?
And sincerity?
Okay. Sure.
All righty. Yeah. We shall see.
Okay.
434-248-0704
is our... Don't go with the pastels, apparently. It's wrong. Janet's body language is just saying no. And if I can quote our president, get vaccinated.
Oh, Lord. On this day in history, in 1917, U.S. suffragette Alice Paul begins a seven-month jail sentence for protesting women's rights in Washington. Alice Paul, I think, is so underrated. I recommend Iron-Jawed Angels.
Okay.
That movie is right. Amazing.
Got it.
Yeah. 1962, Peter, Paul, and Mary debut the album Peter, Paul, and Mary, and it's number one in 1962.
If I had a hammer, I'd a hammer in the morning, I'd a hammer in the evening, all over this land.
I'm annoyed by everything this morning.
Hey, I was going to put a montage together,
oh,
and I realized
thank you for not doing
I
that.
Can't do that with Paul, Peter, Paul, and Mary, because we'd have a tune-at factor of... Well, except for those that,
I mean,
you know,
maybe
really...
there's some people out there who really love them. I was just never a huge fan.
I think they progressed. This is their first album. It is 1962.
All over the land.
This next guy, boy, I really had to edit.
I'll bet you did.
Oh, my gosh.
I thought this was very odd.
Mm-hmm.
A very odd coupling. In 1998, comedian Richard Pryor, who is undeniably
he's
a funny man.
He's good.
Was awarded the first ever Mark Twain Prize for American humor. So you've got this homey, folksy, all-American award going to arguably one of the biggest potty mouths in Hollywood.
Oh, yeah.
But
yeah, it took
funny.
A lot of toilet paper to clean this bit up. But it is pretty funny.
I worked at a mafia nightclub. And this is how ignorant I was. I had a cap pistol. You know them blank starter pistols? I busted into the office. All right, give me the money. Usually scare Whitey to death. And I'm sure that those men are sitting in that room today laughing. Because that's what this dude, he just started laughing. Hey, Tony, come here. Stick up. Richard, do the gun again.
Oh, wow. So he wasn't taking
it
seriously.
He literally was going in, but, and I couldn't play the whole thing, but a lady that was working there, a famous, you know, actor / exotic dancer that was well known to the point where I think one of your blues guys wrote a song about her, and she couldn't get paid to go to the next gig. Mm. And he said, not going to do that to me, and they're not going to do it to you. That's when he went in with the cap gun and thought he was going to rob them.
Oh, Lord. And they just laughed at him. Oh, wow. That's pretty funny.
Hey, you're going to laugh at the next one. It's a birthday.
Am I going to laugh at it, or is it just going to continue with my annoying...
Hey, I can't help it that her birthday falls today.
You know what I do get joy out of, though, is her middle name.
It is different.
Mm-hmm. I think there's a letter missing.
Debbie?
Yeah.
Oh, devil.
I think there's an L missing. Kamala, her middle name is Devi.
Mm-hmm.
I think there's an L should be in there. Harris, Kamala Harris is 57 today.
And
please
we go to the kitchen.
Please don't play her cackling.
We go to the kitchen with her and Mindy Kaling.
Kaling,
yeah, from The Office.
When we were growing up and we'd go to India, and my grandfather was a little mischievous. So, and if my grandmother would go out of town, my grandfather would then, he'd say, okay, let's have French toast.
Yes.
Because, of course, that has
an
egg.
Senator Harris, I say this with respect. Okay. You're kind of a show-off.
Right.
It's like, meanwhile, it's taken me 20 minutes to do this much of ginger. Okay.
Hey, we're going to take it up a notch with the next birthday.
Yeah, I know. And how sad is that? Snoop Dogg is having a birthday today. He's turning 50.
Another guy had to use a lot of toilet paper to clean up.
I'm a gangster, but y'all knew that. The big boss dog, yeah, I had to do that. Ain't no other way to play the game the way I play. I cut so much you thought I was a DJ. Two, one, yep, three. S-C-N-O-O-P-D-O-double-G.
Oh, Lord. So I will say,
he's 50.
My favorite Monk episode has Snoop in it.
Yeah, my wife said the same
thing.
And they
redid, Snoop did the whole Monk song. He redid it.
Oh.
I could be wrong now, but I don't think so. It was really funny. And he was pretty good in it.
This next one's funny.
This
is going to bring you up out of the nose.
This one makes me happy.
Yes.
This one, yeah, brings me out of my funk. John Krasinski. I adore him. He's 42.
Hey, Dwight. Fact. I am older. I am wiser. Do not mess with me.
Okay. Sounds good.
Question. What kind of bear is best?
It's a ridiculous question.
False. Black bear.
Well, that's debatable. There are basically two schools of thought.
Fact. Bears eat beets.
Oh.
Bears. Beets. Battlestar Galactica.
Bears do not... What is going on? What are you doing? Identity theft is not a joke, Jim. Millions of families suffer every year. Michael! Oh, that's funny.
Michael! I had a friend who her son, he's like seven,
right.
And he dressed up.
Like Dwight.
Like Dwight for Halloween.
For Halloween, I'd give him the whole bag if he came as Dwight.
He had the little glasses. He had the Dunder Mifflin thing on. Oh, the mustard shirt. Oh, it was great. Loved it. And our final birthday is Ken Ham. He turned 70.
He built some big boat out there in the middle of the country.
Yeah, he did.
Called it the Ark.
Mm-hmm. We're seeing people in being indoctrinated to believe that creationists can't be scientists. There's experimental or observational science, as we call it. That's using the scientific method, observation, measurement, experiment, testing. All scientists, whether creationists or evolutionists, actually have the same observational or experimental science.
Wow.
He's really interesting.
That brought me up in sophistication just listening to that.
Yes, it
did. Let's go back to our Mind Jam trivia.
Just to hear him speak.
Yeah, he is 70 years old, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, getting up there. So different colors are perceived to mean different things.
They are.
What color is said to convey sophistication and sincerity?
Gizmo says gloomy gray. We've had that yellow guess.
Okay.
Blue has been guessed as well. That's not it.
It's not it.
But we'll have the answer.
All right. Snoop Dogg's going to take us out.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Let's do it.
The Morning Jam with Janet and Mark. We are the Virginia Talk Radio Network.
Trying to change the direction of flowing and singing. Born singing, you know I get live when I get blowing. Ain't been nobody to change game since King came. Same thing, same lane, then doogie doogie bang.
You found the right choice. It's the rebirth of Common Sense Talk Radio. We are the Morning Jam.
What exactly does a State Department supply chain logistician do?
They work behind the desk. They write reports.
That sounds...
boring.
Dr. Ryan, I need you to come with me.
What?
We have to go.
I can't go to Yemen. I'm an analyst. I don't interrogate people. I write reports.
Get on the plane.
Not today.
That's my...
I love him.
Oh, Jack Ryan. I mean, John does such a good job. He's 42 today. He's in an office, but a different kind of office now.
Yeah.
Where they, you know,
he
break people's knuckles.
Interesting body of work, for sure. And I was watching a movie the other day, and this was long before he was famous.
Mm-hmm.
And he popped up in a scene, and I was like, wait, what? It's always weird to see people like that.
But, huh.
Yeah, it's interesting.
I can't wait. There's so many shows that I want to see.
Yeah.
Of course, Yellowstone is finally coming next month.
I hope this isn't going to be one of those things where it
comes
out and you're going to be disappointed.
It better not be a letdown. Yeah, I'm telling you. I mean, they're back in the NASCAR days, Junior Nation, when Dale Jr.'s son, I mean, people would go crazy when they would enter. You got Junior Nation in NASCAR, all right?
Mm-hmm.
I haven't seen such a strong group of people since Junior Nation went away when he retired than the Yellowstone. This is the only group I belong to in Facebook. This is the only Facebook group that I am locked into.
I just remember the big anticipation with Lost, you know.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
And then, you know, when the whole Who Shot JR
right.
thing, and right. then it all ended up being a dream, and then they're right. really dead, and then they're all... Yeah. It's like, if it's something like that, people are going to be rioting in the streets. Oh, it's yeah. not going to go well.
It's not. They will be burning their Yellowstone t-shirts, and I'll be in the front of the line.
Oh, my. Well, maybe you should be wearing our color of our morning jam. Trivia.
Well, it's not brown, is it? Mind because jam. That's the color of my Yellowstone t-shirt. Does that
no,
show?
No, it's not brown.
I guessed a couple of colors during the break. I'll read the question here. Different colors are perceived to mean different things. What color says and conveys sophistication and sincerity? I said maybe teal or burgundy.
Yeah, well, you were right. It is a pastel.
It is a pastel.
It is.
Oh, you were fooling with me.
I was totally messing with you.
Oh, you pulled a Stacey Abrams on me. We're going to get to her later.
No, I was effective, so.
Well, it worked.
I may have pulled an Obama on you, but I didn't pull a Stacey Abrams.
I gotcha.
It is pink.
Pink.
Pink conveys. Okay. I was a little surprised by that. I don't think of pink as being particularly sophisticated.
Yeah.
Although, if it's paired with like a gray, I think it can come off as looking pretty sophisticated.
Okay.
But serenity, I get that.
Okay.
Other colors and what they convey. Red conveys excitement and passion. Blue conveys trust and reliability, friendliness. Yellow is creativity and warmth and happiness. Green is peace, nurturing, harmony.
Right.
Orange is vibrant, energetic, friendly, creative.
Wow.
Purple is prosperity.
Right.
Mystery, wisdom.
Right.
Luxury.
Okay.
Black, I was a little surprised by this one, too. What would you think black would be?
Power, maybe?
Power, yep. Okay. Luxury.
Okay, yeah, I can see that.
Seduction.
Okay, I can see
formality,
that.
Formality.
Mm-hmm.
Secrecy.
Interesting.
Gray, may not want to wear gray.
Why?
Gray is practical.
I'm a pushover.
Neutral.
Oh, yeah.
Middle of the road.
Yeah.
Lack of energy. Indifference.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I got to get rid of all my gray. And then brown, like your Yellowstone.
Well, apparently it's black. My wife's informing me.
Oh, it's black.
I don't think it's black, honey. I think it's a very, very dark brown. But anyway.
If it's brown, it's stability.
Okay.
Friendship.
Okay.
Simplicity.
Okay.
Comfort.
I like it.
Yeah. That's okay. Good stuff.
Earth tones.
Yep.
Yep. Good.
Good stuff.
Okay.
We've got some more good stuff on the way.
Yeah.
We've got Kimberly McBroom coming up from WDWJ7. She will have your bottom of the hour news for Lynchburg, Roanoke, and on the south side. She'll be talking about Lynchburg City School Board approving a schedule change to Wednesdays. I'm a little confused by why they're doing that, but maybe she can tell us more.
Okay.
Henry County has some open positions in the county, and then there is a new hotel being built in Vinton.
In Vinton, okay.
So
interesting,
kind of interesting there.
Okay,
we have that, and then of course we had that Bill Trefaro had that sad story.
Yeah,
where we lost the dad in that accident. So I mean, there's like 8 children that are orphaned now. Mm-hmm. It is so sad.
Yeah,
that is really sad.
Yeah,
but we'll have some more. Your local headlines on the way.
Okay, all right.
We'll check that out.
I'm going to figure out a way to work in some of my James Taylor songs to express how I feel that my shower got fixed thanks to Robert. He worked late last night, too, to get that thing done.
Yeah.
But it's done, and I'm glad I had somebody professionally install
I'll
it.
I bet you do, yeah.
Because I had set it in place and, you know, demoed it to save some money, but I didn't realize you had to put in expansion tank. The code changed 10 years ago. I had no idea. So there's this little tank. It's about a little bit bigger than a gallon that sits above my hot water heater because it expands with the heat and it has to go somewhere.
So it's new and fancy.
It's new and fancy.
And hopefully it'll last you for like a really long time.
I told him hopefully by the time I'm gone, this thing's still going to be putting out hot water.
It's still chugging along.
That's my hope.
Hey, I have exciting TV news.
Oh, Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
And you thought Yellowstone was exciting.
Right.
We have a forest native competing on The Bachelor.
Oh, handsome, yeah. Huh?
He's very handsome.
Oh, boy.
VMI graduate.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah, played football for VMI. Alec Thompson is his name.
All right.
And he's going to be competing on season 18 of The Bachelorette.
Okay.
And he grew up in Forest, attended Brookville High School, and then attended Virginia Military Institute, played football there.
Maybe we can get Trey to see if he's got any connections with him.
Yeah, well,
I don't
know.
Be nice to have him in. Of course, they're not allowed to talk about it.
He resides in Charleston, South Carolina now, where he works as an engineer.
Oh, okay.
And you know who else we have on TV right now?
Who?
Project Runway.
Yes.
There is a designer from Lynchburg.
Really?
On Project Runway. He grew up in Lynchburg. He talks about it in the first episode.
Oh, wow.
His name is Bones. He's very talented.
Okay.
Spoiler alert, he did extremely well in the first episode.
Interesting.
He didn't speak horribly fondly of Lynchburg. It wasn't too bad.
Okay.
But, you know, a lot of them want to live the big city life, and that's not what Lynchburg's about.
No, it's not. It's where you want to raise a family.
Still, I like rooting for him, though.
Oh, sure.
He's from Lynchburg, and he's really talented.
Yeah, Bones, huh?
His name is, he goes by Bones.
Okay.
He actually created two looks because he saved another designer, and he was in the top three with a dress he made in 30 minutes.
Oh, my goodness.
He's crazy talented.
That's talented.
He is.
I can't even dress in 30 minutes,
or less,
make a dress.
I know.
6:31, Kimberly McBroom is coming up next, as Janet said. We'll be back in just a few.
Currently 48 degrees in Roanoke, 50 in Salem, 43 in Danville, 46 in Bedford, 46 in Lynchburg and Amherst.
Love seeing old buildings get repurposed. It's been happening down on the south side, and it's happening again. Before Danville, 1994, Danville had a community center on Green Street. It was later converted into a police precinct. Now, in December 2021, the space is being converted back to a community center. The name of the place will be called Peace. Before the center opens, it will have things like tutoring, mentoring, spaces for homework, Xbox, PlayStation, all kinds of cool stuff, basketball court. It'll be open to any person in the city, and it will always have a police presence around it. Those involved say the most rewarding part of this whole thing is getting people together to be part of the planning process and how to move forward with innovating and creative ideas in this new space. Down on the south side, so way to go, Danville.
A World War II veteran from the New River Valley made a special visit to the National D-Day Memorial yesterday. Walter Sarver is 103 and served in World War II. He was born in Giles County and enlisted in the Army in 1941 in Roanoke. During his service, he served as a tech sergeant with an anti-aircraft unit in the European Theater of Operations during the war. And he brought his children with him when he visited the memorial. And he said, "I feel humbled and honored to be here for my dad. As well, you know, I reflect a lot on this memorial. It's just a beautiful place," said Nelson Walter Sarver, a Vietnam War veteran. During their visit, Sarver and his kids, who served in the Army, were honored with their own bricks.
Okay, that's cool.
Yeah,
I love that. My father was honored with a brick up in Wimber, Pennsylvania, World War II and Vietnam vets. My cousin wanted to do that. It was one of his last wishes, Janet, before he died of cancer. He wanted to make sure all the uncles were honored on that place up there in little old Wimber, Pennsylvania. River Ridge Mall, we talked about it yesterday, adding Auntie Anne's and Cinnabon offering tasty treats. Now, additionally, places like Grounded offers burgers. A new place called Zaza offers pizza. And the Main Bowl offers Asian cuisine. General Manager Louise Dudley, so excited about this, said construction crews are still finishing up, doing some lighting and electrical work. The hall will be open soon. So a lot more choices will be offered here come spring of 2022. So a little bit more work to do, but a lot more food options as you go shopping at the mall. I love what they've done with River Ridge. It seems like in a day where malls are being closed down and knocked over, they've done a great job of revitalizing this one.
Well, despite being short-staffed, the Danville Police Department is taking steps towards reducing violent crime. Data is now showing that they are seeing the largest decrease in summer homicides since 2015. They have constructed a three-month plan focusing on reducing violent crime throughout the summer months of July through September. The plan was called Operation Freedom, and it resulted in 34 residential search warrants executed, 72 other search warrants executed, 204 grams of methamphetamine seized. They seized cocaine, marijuana, heroin, synthetic marijuana, steroids, illegal steroids, firearms, illegal, 25 of those seized. A lot of U.S. currency was also taken.
Like, oh, wow.
Like 27, it looks like 27,600 and no, $27,620.70. Okay, that makes more sense.
Mm-hmm.
Still a lot of money.
Yeah.
142 criminals arrested and 293 criminal charges. So it's the first time that Danville has experienced fewer than two homicides for those months since 2015. And they say it's not a shotgun approach. They are they're really very focused on people in the community to help us take care of this problem.
Oh, sure.
They've done such a great job in Danville with that.
Yeah, they've.
And that means that's because the citizens are on board.
Right.
And that's what it takes.
Yeah. Yeah, we could learn. We've said these stories before. We could take a page from what they're doing down there on the South Side.
Right. Because so, they kind of get a bad rap sometimes.
Right.
But
yeah,
it's just not true. They're really turning around.
Yeah.
Hey, you know what today is?
No.
Today is, it's coming up this week, National Make a Difference Day.
Oh, yeah.
Is coming up.
Okay.
You want to know
what can we do to make a difference?
Yeah. Well, there's several things, actually, that you can do. Here are nine ways you can make someone's day. Number one, we should all be able to do this. Just believe in them.
Mm.
If you can encourage ideas and aspirations without trying to fix them.
Yeah, true.
I mean, a lot of times people are trying to be fixers, and it ends up coming across very critical.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes you just got to believe in them.
Yeah,
and
sure.
Say, that's awesome. I believe you can do it.
Yeah.
And that's all they need.
Mm-hmm.
Compliment the unexpected. It feels good when somebody gives you a compliment about something obvious, but unexpected compliments can go even further, like telling a hustling busboy that you appreciate his hard work.
Yeah.
You're good at that.
Just an encouragement.
Yeah, you're very good at that.
I try.
Like you'll, you know, tell a cashier or whatever. Yeah. I thanked a lady the other day at Kroger because she had opened all the bags.
Right.
At the self-checkout.
Oh, yeah, where you spin them around.
That's a big deal to me.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, sure, because you're, you got it in your hand. You're trying, oh, crap, now I can't open
the bag. And I look ridiculous trying to get them open, so, yeah.
Well, they stick together. There's a process.
Yeah, you don't know. It's crazy. Surprise notes. Kind of getting a note is kind of like getting mail.
Mm-hmm.
It just feels good.
Yeah.
Even things like Post-it notes on the mirror or on a keyboard. It doesn't really matter.
Sure.
You could, put a note on somebody's car or something, as long as you're not creepy.
Like you took my parking space?
Not like the note they left on my niece's car.
Oh, what'd they do?
she sent me a picture of this note, and she goes, "Did I really park that badly?" And they called her a not nice name and
said, gee.
"Hey, a-hole, why don't you learn how to park?"
Oh, my gosh.
That's the running joke now.
I guess you could say, well, that really prodded me to park better.
Except she was in her space.
Right.
It was very funny. Pay for the person after you. I've had that happen before.
Mm-hmm.
That's a nice thing. Use people's name. Use their name.
Mm-hmm.
If you use someone's name, it makes them feel heard and seen.
Okay.
Of course, if you're in the South, you could say sweetheart or darling.
Right.
Women can get by with that.
Sure.
Say please and thank you. Give gifts that remind you of someone, even if it's something little.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You know, it doesn't have to be a big, you know, extravagant something. You can say, oh, I saw this and I thought of you.
Yeah.
Thank someone for something they did in the past. And then do simple favors with enthusiasm.
Okay.
So.
How far back do you go? Because, you know, you remember that time you ate the last piece of pie and I forgave you?
That's complimenting yourself.
Oh, okay. Dang.
Well, you know, I had a friend who picked up the phone and called me last week and thanked me for something I had done 5 years ago.
Oh, my.
That I didn't even remember.
Wow.
And he had an older lady in his church, and he wanted to get some, in an interview he had done with her, he wanted to get it to where at her funeral they would have this.
Mm-hmm.
And so I had helped him make that happen.
Right.
And she, you know, rallied back and lived, you know, 5 more years.
Oh,
but
wow.
She passed away last week, and he called and thanked me for that
years
later. So there's some people out there who are good at that.
Yeah.
They're really good at that. Yeah. So.
Well, that means a lot. I mean, you just never know what's led up to that moment in their life. When you do that, and that could be the shot in the arm that they need just to say, you know, I'm not going to throw in the towel today.
Right.
Or whatever.
Make a difference day, though. It's coming up. Think about how you can make a difference in somebody's life.
Well, I know we make a difference at least twice a show because we use something I like to call comfort food. Not always, but it sometimes
usually
turns into comfort food.
Yeah.
It's time for Janet's 5 and Dine on the Morning Jam. Give her 5 minutes, and she'll give you some great inspiration for a delicious meal tonight.
Of course, it's no Texas Twinkie.
No, that's true.
The Texas Twinkie got a lot of attention yesterday, I got to tell you.
Got multiple shares, eh?
That's right. So 5 and Dine is brought to you by F&L Market. They're on Memorial Avenue in Lynchburg. They are cutting and grinding fresh meats every single day. Special orders are no problem for them. Go by and see Todd and the crew, and make sure you tell them that we sent you. They are locally owned, independent grocery store, and they would love to see you this week. So it's been a little chilly the last few days.
Yeah.
This is when I start breaking out the old soup recipes. This one is for a creamy chicken enchilada soup, and it's definitely a favorite at our house. You're going to start by, I start with the chicken, and I cook the chicken down, but you know, you can do it either way. But in a pan or skillet, after you get your chicken cooked down, in a pan or skillet, you're going to put in some butter over a medium-high heat. You're going to add in onion, celery, carrots, bell pepper, and garlic, and cook it all together. That's going to be the base of this soup. Then you're going to transfer it to the crock pot or slow cooker, and then you're going to add in all of your seasonings that's in the recipe, and then you're going to add in things like your beans. We have several types of beans that you can choose from. Corn also goes in this particular recipe, and you're just going to let that cook down. And then when you go to thicken it, you can use a little bit of whole wheat flour, or you can blend some of the beans. I don't like to use a lot of flour. Sometimes I'll do extra beans, and I'll blend those in. That'll thicken it up for you as well. You want to serve it up. You can serve it up with some avocado is really good in this, shredded cheese, that kind of thing. Calories aren't too bad on it because you've got all those vegetables, your fire-roasted tomatoes, a little bit of tomato paste, and then mostly just veggies and that shredded chicken. So it's good stuff. You want to see the recipe? All you got to do is go to Facebook, type in Janice 5 and Dine. You'll find this recipe and all the recipes that we share right here on The Morning Jam, brought to you by F&L Market, where their meats are a cut above.
Before you fire up the coffee maker, turn on The Morning Jam with Janet and Mark on the Virginia Talk Radio Network.
I come from a long line of Southern cooks, and one thing my mama always told me was ingredients matter. That's why I trust the experienced butchers at F&L Market, Lynchburg's only locally and family-owned independent grocery store. Their staff cuts and grinds fresh meats daily and will offer you the personal service you desire for everyday meals or special occasions. This week at F&L Market, get those fall menus ready with beef short ribs, $7.99 a pound, while supplies last. Fresh cabbage is 59 cents a pound. Save on bone-in assorted pork chops, $1.79. Hereford corned beef is $3.99 for a 12-ounce package. Fritos and Cheetos are 2 for $6. Save on Dole bananas, 49 cents. And Smithfield smoked sausage and kielbasa is 2 for $7. Stop by F&L Market today, 2517 Memorial Avenue, Lynchburg. Their meat is a cut above.
Well, little feedback, 6:51. Yeah, Janet has...
Wear your headphones really loud.
Well, I got to have them loud because my hearing is going.
Oh,
40,
okay.
40 years of construction, listening to Belt Sanders and so on. And then what that didn't take, radio is going to finish off.
Right, okay.
But I heard just this morning that the FDA is going to deregulate hearing aids. So you can get them without such a big deal. Where you have to go get a test. I don't know if they're going to...
Are they going to reduce the price of them? Because they are crazy expensive.
They are, yeah. My son got a set at Costco and got a very reasonable price for them. Saved thousands of dollars. But yeah, you know, I mean, you're thinking about it. All these baby boomers coming online to retirement, some of them with hearing issues like myself. And my brother. My brother Doug, he's got the same
thing going on. Well, I'm going to take this moment and offer a public service announcement.
And that would be?
That if you are having hearing issues, mm-hmm. particularly men,
right?
Because statistically men do not like to admit that they're losing their hearing and they don't like to wear a hearing aid because mm-hmm. it can be seen.
Sure.
Women are more likely to wear one. And of course, it can be covered by their hair and things.
Sure.
Men don't like to wear them because they can be seen.
Mm-hmm.
But if you do not wear a hearing aid, you are more likely to create dementia.
Oh, really?
If you do not wear a hearing aid.
Did not know that.
Yes.
That is very interesting.
Because you gradually become less engaged with the things around you because you're losing that sense.
Right. That brain is not being stimulated in that way. Yeah, that makes sense.
And it's been discovered, especially since we've had to start wearing masks, that a lot of people had hearing issues that didn't even know they had hearing issues because they were reading lips and they didn't even know it.
Wow. Yeah, that's true.
So.
Yeah, I just heard somebody say that in a meeting the other day.
Yeah, don't be prideful. There are so many hearing aids now. You can barely see them.
Right.
And there are kids that have to wear hearing aids.
Yep.
You know? Hey, did you see the Terry tantrum?
No, but let me just say, Randy said, turn up, Fleetwood Mac louder if it's not coming through enough. Anyway, Terry McAuliffe had a meltdown of some sort?
He had a little bit of a meltdown, okay. And we'll probably go into this a little bit later, more into the show. But this was what was played at the beginning of a News 7 interview as kind of a precursor to let people know that they had worked very hard to be fair, mm-hmm. giving McAuliffe and Youngkin the same amount of time. This is what was played.
So if you watch those entire interviews on our website, we do want to point out that the Terry McAuliffe interview is shorter than our interview with Glenn Youngkin. That was not by our doing. Nick offered both candidates 20 minutes exactly to be fair for the interviews. McAuliffe abruptly ended 7 News' interview after just 10 minutes and told Nick that he should have asked better questions and that Nick should have asked questions 7 News viewers care about. That's what he said.
So.
There you go.
Should have asked better questions.
Should have asked better questions.
The ones that I sent you ahead of the interview.
So apparently, they asked him about the comment that he made.
Right.
About parents shouldn't have a voice.
Right.
And so the reporter said, so you're saying parents should not have a voice in their kids in education.
Mm-hmm.
And he immediately gets testy. Sure, parents should have a voice, and parents do have a voice, he responded, before pointing to his record as governor,
right?
Because that's what he always tries to do.
Mm-hmm.
So he said, so did you misspeak during the debate? No, McAuliffe quickly responded. I was talking about what we need to do, bringing people together.
By telling parents the butt out.
Right. He asked McAuliffe if his administration would issue mandates telling schools what and how they should teach, to which McAuliffe punted to the state board to decide before attacking Youngkin for using a racist dog whistle.
Oh, gee. Here we go.
Responding to the Republicans' call to ban critical race theory.
Mm-hmm.
He's talking about issues that don't even exist in Virginia, and we've got to move past that. Minnick then inquired whether McAuliffe agreed with the memo from the Biden administration suggesting future involvement in cases between parents and school boards. McAuliffe dismissed the concerns, saying the Department of Justice will make their own decisions. Then he moved on to grill McAuliffe's record on crime how much he would invest in public safety. Shortly after, a McAuliffe staffer can be heard interrupting off screen, attempting to wrap up the interview. Minnick went on to ask the Democrat about support for vaccine mandates for state employees.
Wow.
All right, Nick, we're already over time, the McAuliffe aide told the reporter.
Wow.
All right, we're over. That's it, wow. McAuliffe said from the chair, and he began walking off. Hey, I gave you extra time. You should have asked better questions early on. You should have asked what your viewers care about. And Minnick said, the reporter said, well, we did. Oh, I love it. I love it so much. I can't stand it.
Well, this might be a good transition into...
He was like stomping his little feet. He was a little tizzy.
Well, he called in the big guns.
Maybe you should have had Stacey Abrams do the interview.
Yeah, we're going to listen to some Stacey and pick this apart a little bit.
It was this governor who signed their justice back into reality and gave them access to the right to vote.
Angry, angry voice.
When state after state in the South refused to expand Medicaid because they were afraid that if you gave poor people access to health care, they might just survive.
Oh,
it was Virginia that helped to lead the charge. Virginia that expanded Medicaid. Building on the work that was done by Governor Terry McAuliffe.
So you really want to see people not get health care and not survive. That's
right.
What you do if you don't vote for McAuliffe.
You were afraid that
they
helping
might.
Them out, they might survive.
Yeah.
She's ridiculous.
She goes on.
But there seemed like there were three or four people really excited about her talking.
You all have great jobs and great opportunities, but you also face a great threat. You see, I'm here to tell you that just because you win doesn't mean you're won. We've got folks who are ready to take back what they think is theirs, but they are not entitled to our progress. They are not entitled to our justice. They are not entitled to our votes.
She's so angry.
She is really angry. It's all about her losing.
It's hard to tell the difference between her and Kamala sometimes.
So you're not entitled to their votes. No, I believe you have to go out and win votes.
Yeah, which you did not do when you ran for governor.
Right. You lost, and you still haven't admitted that you lost.
Right.
But she is very articulate, and she is making a difference across the country in
these
races.
See, I don't think she's articulate. I don't find her to be the least bit.
Okay, but yeah, that's how you're interpreting it. And there was more than three people. It was a pretty good-sized crowd. She gets people riled up. I mean, she does a good job at getting people riled up.
I disagree.
And I disagree with you because she's the media darling.
Go back and listen. Other than her sounding angry, that crowd was not responding to her. There were maybe two people that were probably on her staff clapping and responding.
I disagree. I think she is
fine.
A force to be reckoned with because they wouldn't be bringing her up here.
Not according to the people of Alabama.
Well, Georgia.
Georgia,
yeah.
Sorry.
She lost the state, but they have taken her and reconfigured her whole thing, and she is out there raising money big time.
Okay.
That's where I say she's effective. She is raising money and bringing awareness to the black community.
And,
I think it's a false awareness.
And she's raising money because if they don't give her money, you know where she's going to go. So she's threatening them, if you don't give me money, then you're racist.
Well, she can do that all she wants.
She can, because McAuliffe can't.
Right. I understand. Well, she's being brought in for a reason.
Yeah.
And I don't think Terry would be wasting his money bringing her in if he didn't think she was going to do something, get somebody riled up. But
now I insulted Alabama. I'm so sorry.